Okay, today's daf is Tainus daf Yud Aleph. Tainus Yud Aleph, we will start Yud Amabez. A couple lines from the bottom, four lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Chiya. We're still in the Agadata here in the first parak of Masechas Tainus. Probably the most Agadic Masechta in the entire Shas. The third parak we'll get to, but Hashem is in almost all some of the most amazing and famous stories throughout Shas. We'll get to Choni Ma'agel and Nachemish Gamzu and the others, but many Agadatas. But today we continue with a couple of Ma'amari Chazal, starting again four lines from the bottom. We just spoke about Yosef and his brothers, and now we get into other ideas. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Chiya. Hamahalech baderech al yochal yoser mishnei ra'avon. When somebody is traveling, they shouldn't eat too much. Don't eat more than you would in the time of a famine year. We're not supposed to really overeat while we're traveling. Right, the Gemara, we've spoken about this in the past, the Gemara is not just a book of halacha. It's not just a book of laws. It's a book of lives. It has everything in it. Hafokba vafokba. There's weather patterns, there's astrology, there's astronomy, there's health issues, there's weather forecasts, and there's also tips about what to do when you're traveling. So here too, al yochel, don't eat too much. Why? It's a pasuk in Chumash? No. My time, says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. 2 days in the Gemara. Hacha targimu mishum ma'ayana. Number one is me'ayim, intestines. It's going to give you a stomachache. If we eat and then we walk, then it's not good for our stomach. It doesn't mean we're not supposed to walk at all after we eat. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, if you remember, that we're supposed to walk Dalet Amos after we eat. We're not supposed to eat and then go straight to bed and lie down. He said the Chafetz Chaim, when he was very, very old, he could barely walk. But he was very, very machped, even about this halacha. He ate and he's forced himself to take a few steps, because that's what Chazal say, got to walk at least Dalet Amos after one eats. But we're not supposed to take a big trip. We're supposed to eat on the way, and then we're going to be bumping on the wagon, on the horse, whatever it is. That's why, says the Gemara, first day of Mishum Mayana, because our B'nei Me'ayim, our intestines, aren't going to do so well if we overeat, and then we move. B'ma'arava Amri Mishum Mizone. A different reason. Mizone. We might run out of food. If we eat too much on the road, so then when we get to where we're going, or we keep going further, well, we don't have any other food left. So you always have to think ahead. Roes Hanolan. See Rashi on the bottom, Mishum Mayana, Shlo Yischalchalu Me'av Shel Adam Barov Achilaso, V'Bnei Torech HaDerech. I'm going to feel sick. Or Mizone Shema Ein Lo Acharka. So 2 days in the Gemara, why is it that one shouldn't eat on the road? Either because they're going to get sick, or because of they might run out of food. My Beinayu, Ika Beinayu, Diyah 2 days, Tunaf Kaminas, Diyasib Ba'arva. Number one, if one's on a boat. On a boat, the assumption of the Gemara is that we don't feel the movement. Right, we're just going, and we're not going to. Our intestines aren't going to be affected, but we still might run out of food on the way there. So that's the nafkamina of the boat. Interesting. The Gemara is assuming. Sometimes I would feel that on the boat, you know, you feel even worse. But again, compared to a wagon, compared to going up and down, so then that would be something. Something that would be hurtful. Just Derek Agav, I just flew in a couple of days ago. So my on the boat, sometimes you don't feel it. It was a Musar Haskell. My 3-year-old on the plane. So we're saying, so we're up in the air. He's like, Abba, we're not moving. I said, we're moving very fast. You just don't realize it. He says, no, we're not moving. We took off, but now we're not moving anymore. That's like a mashal for life. A lot of times we think we're not moving in life, but life is going on so fast. Life is flying by. We don't think it's moving. We don't take advantage of every second. It's not moving. Life is flying. Life is flying by. Right? It's like the airplane. It's going so fast. We don't even realize it. So nafkamina number one, the Yasa Ba'arva, win a boat. Nafkamina number one, Inami to Ka'azel Me'avna La'avna. Or we're going from an inn to an inn, from a hotel to a hotel, meaning they're going to have food for me when I get there. So according to this nafkamina, the issue of being sick, that still applies because I'm traveling, but I don't have to worry about having food when I get there. If you look in the Pirish of the Habona in the Ein Yaakov, now the Ein Yaakov is 5 or 6 ka, Mefarshim in it, so the Pirish Habona also relates this to one's life in terms of not being always involved in Gashmias. The eating symbolizes Gashmias. He says, Kasav, Kacha yaseh ha'ish b'halichaso b'derech chayi olam hazeh l'tzamtzein b'ma'achalo ha'nilkach b'ad kol ha'onos. And he relates it to the different reasons. What is me'ayim meaning? You might get focused too much in the gashmias mizoni. We might not have seder la'derech as we go through life. And he relates it all in the world of ruchnias. Feel free to look there in the Habone in the Ein Yaakov. Okay. Rav Papa kol parsa u'parsa ochel chada rifta. Rav Papa ate. He ate, every time he went to Parsa, he ate the bread, ksavar mishum mayana, because he held the first day that it was because of the intestinal issue. And Rav Papa Rashi explains, was Agafra Rabba, literally, he was a Baal Beten, a Baal Basar, Rashi says. So he wasn't affected by the movement. He was a big guy. The Gemara talks about the biology of a number of the Amoraim. Rav Yochanan was very large. Rav Papa, read a couple of them. So here the Gemara says he wasn't affected. So he like that reason, and therefore he wouldn't be adversely affected. Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, next statement. Kol Amarav Atzmo Bishnei Ra'avon Nitzol Mimisa Mishuna. Anyone who starves himself, Bishnei Ra'avon, someone who does not overeat during a time of famine. When there's a famine year, I'm not supposed to be involved in eating. We'll get to why, Bez Hashem, in a minute. So Nitzol Mimisa Mishuna, we're saved from unusual death, which means anything that's not Meis Al Mitaso, it's called Misa Mishuna in the Gemara. So we are supposed to be part of the Tzibor, Mishtatef in Shnei Ravon, Shneamar, Barav, Padchami Maves. In famine, you will be redeemed from death. Meira of Mibayle. Just say from. What do you mean, ba, in? Ba, or with. Elahachi Kamar. Bischar, Shemariv Atzmo, Bishnei Ravon, Nitzom Misa Mishuna. It means through the schar, the reward of focusing on others and being mar of myself and making keeping myself hungry and not overeating in a time when nobody else has food, Nitzol Misa Mishuna, they are saved from unusual death. Amar Reish Lakish is similar. These are all issues of famine. Why is this? Remember, we started with the story of Yosef. It was the famine year, yesterday's daf, and that's how we got into these discussions. Remember, even if it's a tenuous connection from one line of the Gemara to the other line, that's the point. We mentioned in the past the thought from Rav Huttner. Huttner notes amazingly, he says, why is Gemara written in a way where this tangential, tenuous, the same person talking, so you have six different things said? Rav Huttner says, because no, the point is when they wrote down Torah Shebaal Peh, they made a Torah Shebechsav, Rav Yehuda Hanasi, he felt that we would forget it, but he wrote it down, and Ravina and Ravashi followed him. Even when they wrote Torah Shebaal Peh, they wrote it in a Torah Shebaal Peh type of way. So even after it was written down, I can't just open up a sefer and understand it. I still need a Rebbe. I still need the Mesorah. So even after Torah is written down, it doesn't become Torah Shebichsav. There's still elements that we need. We need teachers. We need Rabbanim. We need the Mesorah. So that's why Dafka, when we come to a Gemara that is even tangential, that's Dafka the point, says Rav Huttner. We have to realize that we still have to think and rack our brains to figure out the connections between Gemara to Gemara. This one is not so hard. But again, Amar Reish Lakish, continuing the famine issues. Aser la Adam l'shamesh mitaso b'shnei ra'avon. Person is not supposed to be with his wife, not allowed to be with his wife during a famine year. B'shnei ra'avon, Shneamar, the Pasuk says, Rashi quotes this Gemara in Sefer Bereishis, Shneamar, Uli Yosef yulad shnei vanim, b'terem tavo shnas ha'ra'av. Yosef had two boys before the years of famine. So we assume, Chazal pick up, that's not just a historical reality, but it is specifically Yosef Dafka had them. He didn't have any more children during the Shnas Ravon, even though he himself had food. Yosef had food, but it was a Shnas Ravon, all of Mitzrayim, and therefore it was Dafka earlier. Tosfos notes on top, also Adam Lashamesh, Vim Toma Hara Yocheved, Nolda Ben Achomos. What about Yocheved? We know if you add up all the Jews, the other Sefer Bereishis, there's 69. So where was number 70? Then it says there's 70. So Chazal say, oh, it was Yocheved Shenolda Ben Achomos. Yocheved was born on the way in. Nolda Ben Achomos. For also Eis Ravoy. It was already famine when the Bnei Yisrael came down. Literally, the Bnei Yisrael, the children and the grandchildren. So how was Yocheved born? V'yal karchach shimshu mitosei b'shnei ravon. Says Tosfos v'yesh lomar. D'lekule alma lo havei asur. Elo lemisha rotze lino gatzmo b'chasidus. Tosfos says, even though the Gemara uses the Lashon Asur, it's really not Asur. It really means Midas Chasidus. It means extra piety. It means someone, you know, above and beyond. V'Yosef lo shimesh. Yosef was on that level. Yosef acted in the Midas Chasidus way. Avol shar b'nei Adam shimshu. But not shar b'nei Adam. I mean, what, the other Shvatim? That's what Tosfos is saying. Yosef, you know, he took it upon himself, the Midas Chasidus, but not others. That's what Tosfos says. If you look in the Marsha, the Sfasemis here, Sfasemis discusses Tosfos. Sfasemis says, what does Tosfos mean? Was Midas Chasidus for Yosef, but the other Shvatim didn't hold of it? Says the Sfasemis, Nire Kavanasam. So this is what I think Tosfos' Kavana is. Nire Kavanasam. I didn't bring all the Sfarim with me. Usually I come in with a wheelie, but I photographed out of it. Would have been an extra bag on the airplane. Nire Kavanasam. Dekodem Matan Torah. Lo Havi Isser Rak Midas Chasidus. Gemara says, Osir. You mean aser? How can you say it doesn't mean aser? Sometimes the Gemara says aser, it doesn't mean aser. The Tosfos says, the Sfas Emes says, what does Tosfos mean? Don't take aser literally. Then it wasn't aser. It was midas chasidus before Matan Torah. Says the Sfas Emes. Dekot ma'an Torah lo avi yisrak midas chasidus. V'hainu lashon have dinak to atosfos. He says, that's what Tosfos says. But the lashon lo have aser. Ela lemisha rosa linho. It was past tense. Aval Hashta says the Sfas Emes iser gamur. But here, now, post Matan Torah, says the Sfas Emes, and give him shot of Tosfos, it's an iser gamur. This relates to the major sugya. Yerushalmi discusses this in Moed Katan, and other sugyas. We've touched on this in the past, and that is the question about learning halacha from before Matan Torah. Learning halacha before Matan Torah, this is a major discussion. The question, we can start off with the Rambam and Hilchos Avel. The first Rambam and Hilchos Avel quotes a halacha, and then he has a kasha on himself. Usually the Rambam doesn't ask kashas on himself. Here he does. The Rambam says, how long is Avelos midaraisa? Avelos is a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah that we want to do, but as we know, a mitzvah is something that we need to do. Mitzvah means every situation in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us how to act. We don't want to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Gezela, or Machzer Grushaso, or other mitzvahs. But a mitzvah means every situation in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us what to do. So here too, Avelos, if somebody, Rachman Alastan, loses one of his seven relatives, so the halacha is, they have to act like a mourner, certain nihugim. Is Avelos Daraisa, Durabanan? Major Machlokas Rishon. And Bali Atosva say all Avelos is Durabanan. No such thing as Avelos Daraisa. Aninus could be Daraisa. It's a pasuk in Kisavo. Right, that you have to, Lachalti Va'oni Mimenu. Aninus. Adini Maiser Sheni, Ba Aninus. And now we relate that to general Aninus. Or the pasuk by Shmini, Ayita Veni Hashem, by Aaron. But Aninus is Daraisa. Some of Aninus. Avelos, Bali Atosva say there's no such thing as Avelos Daraisa. It's Avelos Durabanan. But the Rambam and the Rif hold that Avelos one day is Daraisa. The first day, as long as it's the day of death and burial, that's Avelos Daraisa, according to the Rambam and the Rif. There are differences in halacha between the first day, the other days, tefillin, right, major discussion what to do, even if it's after the burial, do I put on tefillin on day one, Minag Yerushalayim versus the rest of the world, but Avelos Yom Rishon. But the Rambam then asks on himself, there's a pasuk in Parshas Vayechi that says the brothers set Shiva for Yaakov, Shivas Yomim. So I'm... It's a kasha from a pasuk in Chumash. It's not just a Gemara. The Rambam says, how could I say that Avelos is only one day Daraisa? If the pasuk says that the brothers set Shiva for their father Yaakov for 7 days. The Rambam quotes the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Nitna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. The Torah was given and halacha is renewed. What does that mean, Nitna Torah v'nischatcha halacha? Says the Rambam, not there, but for now, the most important source regarding this is the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and Chulin and Daf Kuf, where the Rambam says, what does it mean, nitna Torah v'nischatcha halacha? There's the difference between the history of a mitzvah and the reason that a mitzvah is incumbent upon me. Says the Rambam, sim libcha leklal hagadol hazeh. Let me tell you the secret of this Mishnah. The Rambam there, the context is a machlokas tanaim in Chulin, whether the isser of gid hanasheh applies only to kosher animals or also to non-kosher animals. If I eat a gid hanasheh of a non-kosher animal, how many aveiros do I get? One or two. It's machlokes, the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. One or two. So one of the rayas given in the Mishnah is that, what do you mean? The brothers didn't eat Kid Hanasha, and they ate treif. They ate horses. Who says the brothers ate Hilchos Kasher? So you see, it applies even to non-kosher animals. So the Gemara says, Misinai ne'emar el shenechta bimkomo. Something like that. So the Rambam there on that Mishnah, the Pirush Mishnayos says, let me tell you the secret of this Mishnah. Sha'atah tzarech ladas, shekoma sha'anu nisharim mimenu, o osim oso hayom. Everything that we do today, says the Rambam 800 years ago, everything that we do, ein anu osim zos, ela mibnei tzivu Hashem al yedei Moshe. It's only because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu and he told us. Why do we do Bris Milah? Not because of Avraham Avinu. Why do we don't eat Anasha? Not because of the brothers. That's not the reason. The reason that we don't do or do all of the mitzvahs is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu told us. There's the difference between the history of a mitzvah, Avram and Achai, the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, that's the history. But there can be many differences between the history of the mitzvah and the reason that it's incumbent upon us. Lo mibnei she'Hashem tziva b'kach l'neviim shekadmuhu. Dugma l'kach. Eino anu ochlem Avram and Achai. Lo mibnei she'Hashem asar al Bnei Noach Avram and Achai. Ela mibnei she'Hashem Moshe asar aleinu Avram and Achai. V'ashu nisavim misinai. It's Avram and Achai. It's Bris Milah. It's also an amazing thought that the Maritz Chayas says in Brachas. Rav Soloveitchik also said this. The Gemara in Brachas that we know why we daven three times a day. It's like Maritz Machlokas. Why three times a day? Either tefillah is keneged tzmitim tiknum, because of the karbanos of tamid shel shachar, tamid shel ben arbayim, and hektar chalavim veivarim, three times, or keneged avos tiknum. It's a machlokes. It's a bona fide machlokes in the fourth parak in Brachas. If you look in the Rambam, he quotes both opinions. That's a problem. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah quotes keneged tzmitim tiknum. We daven shachar is keneged the tamid shel shachar, that my mincha keneged tamid shel ben arbayim, and hektar chalavim veivarim, he quotes that. But if you look in Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam quotes keneged avos tiknum. Hakadam quote both opinions. It's a machlokes. The Gemara has nafkaminas. It's a machlokes. Might be a nafkamina. Whether you hold tefillas iris rishus or chova, that might be a nafkamina between it. Hakadam quote both opinions. Says the Maritz Chai, is there in the fourth parak? Says Rav Soloveitchik, this Rambam. There's a difference between the history of a mitzvah and the reason that we do the mitzvahs. The history of a mitzvah. Avos Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Every benachai is sheva mitzvahs bnei Noach. Why do we have to do the mitzvahs? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us at Har Sinai. Our halachic Mesorah starts at Har Sinai. And that's why there can be differences between before Har Sinai and after Har Sinai. That's the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Avel. I don't care that the brothers sat Shiva. That was beforehand. Moshe Rabbeinu told us at Har Sinai there's only one day of Avelos. There can be the difference between the history and what comes after. So all that is background. Now we get back to Tosfos for a minute. Maybe that's what's behind the Sfasemis of Shana Tosfos, where he's saying the Isser of Haravas Atzmo, of not be Haravas Atzmo, and also Asa L'Shamish Mitaso during Shnei Ravon, that is because there's differences. Then it might have been a Mitzvah Chasidus, but today it is different. There are sometimes, and with this we'll finish this point, there are sometimes that we do learn certain ideas from before Maimon Har Sinai. More in the realm of Midos and Hashkafa. Lo Yaso Kein Bim Komeinu L'Seisa V'Chira, Hatzira L'Fea V'Chira, in terms of children, Mary, Zriza Matim L'Mitzvahs, he learned from Avram and the Akedah. So we do learn some ideas from before Maimon Har Sinai, but not really bona fide halacha. Really more hashkafa and midos and derech eretz. So Yosef Engel points out this distinction that we can learn some ideas, but not really hardcore, halacha. Okay, let's getting back to our discussion. Again, Asa L'Shamish B'Shnei Ravon, and as we just said, Tosfos and the others involved. What is the reason for the Isser of Asa L'Shamish Mitaso B'Shnei Ravon? What's the problem with it? Right, not eating too much, that I can understand, because mishtatifim atzibur, nobody else is eating, so why should I be eating so much? But what's the reason of asa l'shamish mitaso b'shnei ravon? So you look in Rashi. Rashi says, l'shamish mitaso, t'tzarech adam linhog tzar ba'atzmo. If everybody else is starving, so I have to involve myself in physical, also, pain, and being uncomfortable. Not just in terms of food, in terms of eating. But linhog tzar ba'atzmo, that's Rashi. If you look in the Me'iri has a different lashon. Me'iri quoting the Yerushalmi, Pirush Matamana Mayrev, Shelo Yehe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osek B'Churbano Shel Olam V'Hu Boneh. When I'm involved in having children, I'm building up the world. Right, as the Pasuk says, Lo So Bara L'Shevas Yitzara. Right, I'm building up the world by having children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is busy destroying the world. Not destroying the world, but so to speak, it's a little bit in limbo until there's food. There's a famine. So the Miri has something a little more fundamental. He shouldn't be involved in the Shaliyosik b'churbanu shel olam while he is involved in binyan ha'olam. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, we're about 10 lines down or so. Tana, chasuche banim mishamshim mitosem b'shnei ravon. If somebody does not have children, chasuche banim. Right, Rashi says he has not fulfilled the mitzvah puravu yet. Shalkimu period of Arivya. Then he's allowed to be Mishamish Mitaso. Bishnei Ra'avon. Because then, obviously, there is counter pressure. There is a greater need. Mr. Brewer writes also in the end of the Chelek Beis, in Simin Reish Mem, that if somebody is cannot control himself, that could lead to more difficult issues with his physical body, then also he has the heter. It's not a regular heter in that sense. Right? If there's counter pressure, so then there are kulas. Tana Rabbana, Vayter. Bizman she Yisrael shruyin b'tzar. When Bnei Yisrael are in tzar, upiresh echad mehen, and a person, a fellow Jew, separates and does not feel the tzar of Am Yisrael. Bo in shnei malachei ashares shemilavin lo la'adam. The two malachim, the two angels that accompany a person wherever they go, they come. We know the Shulchan Aruch talks about this. If you start learning Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, the third or fourth siman, it says that the malachim that are with us wait outside when we go to the bathroom. And there's a special tefillah that we should say, you know, wait for me, don't leave, hiskabdu, and the post can say we don't say that bizman hazeh anymore. Halavai, we should just focus on shalom aleichem once a week. But there are malachim, but we're not on the level to recognize the accompaniment that we're zochet to every moment of our life, so therefore we don't say it anymore. But we know there are malachim. So there are two malachim that malava us, umenichem lo, so if somebody's porish min hatzibur, umenichem lo yideyam al rosho, they put their hands on the person's head, v'omrim, ploni zeh shepirish min hatzibur, al yireh benacham hatzibur. This person who separated from the tzibur should not be zochet to see the nechama of the tzibur. Meaning, what's one of the, you have to be part of the tzibur. The Rambam says it's one of the items, I think it's the 24 items that are ma'akib tshuva. One is parish minat tzibur. Be part of the tzibur. We realize, we quoted last week the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Tainis, which is the basis of so much of this masechta, that when things happen in life, we have to realize it's not a coincidence, it's not just nikra, nikres. Everything is a message for us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to realize that. And that's also parish minat tzibur. Shalom alei nafshi, I'm okay. It's chas v'shalom. That's a terrible attitude, right? That's the so the malachim say that. If you look in the Marsha here, the Marsha says, "Who are these malachim?" So the Marsha relates this to the Gemara in Shabbos. So the malach tov, that's always to our right, and the malach ra, that's always to our left. And the Gemara says that if our table is set, and every Friday night, then we come back from shul, the malach tov says, "Oh, it should be like this next week too," and the malach ra is forced to say, "Amen." And if the table is not set and the candles are not lit, the chulu, so then the malach ra says it should be like this next week, and the malach tov is forced to say amen. But the Marsha says it's the same two malachim that connect. The Marsha quotes here that Gemara in Shabbos. They have quoted in the past the thought of the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim writes on the pasuk in Zechariah, it's the haftorah for Bahaloscha, and also for Shabbos Chanukah. But the pasuk said in Zechariah, "Vayareinius Yeshua Kohen Agadol Omeid Lufnei Hashem, v'hasatan Omeid Al Yemino L'Sitno." And the Satan was on his right to be masked in him, acting like a Satan. And the Chafetz Chaim asks, usually we think of the good guy, the Malach Tov, on our right side, and that's the Yemin. The right is always stronger and more chashuv. We put on our right shoe first. Everything is always right. And the malach ra is on the left side. That's how we usually understand it. The good is on the right, and the bad, so to speak, is on the left. So what does this pasuk mean in Zechariah? V'hasatan omeid al, the satan's on the right? Omeid al yemino? Satan should be on the left, not on the right. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the satan is a very hard worker. And he always has good strategies. So a lot of times he comes to us and he can't get us. He can't get us, we're too strong, we're too focused. So you know what he does? He said, I can't get him to somebody to sin. So you know what? I'm going to dress up like a mitzvah. I'm going to dress up. I'm going to go on the right side. I'm going to dress up like a mitzvah. The Chafetz Chaim, they say, it's written. He used to turn off the lights of the Beis Medrash at 11 o'clock at night. He says, oh yeah, you're learning till 1 in the morning. Let's see what your chakras is like. Let's see what your kavanah is. Let's see you get out of bed in the morning. So the Chafetz Chaim says, there's always a counterbalance. He says, he yadua shasatanu ayetzahara, matarasu lahakshul b'nei adam, ulahatosa min aderech litzad smol, vim hisig matarasu, and if he succeeds, fine. Vim roesh ein b'kocho lahatosas adam smola, as a ponu yamin, mishtadel hu ladaber liban sheyase mitzvah, b'shul amshicho min ha-mitzvah la-aveira. He dresses up like an aveira. So that's the pasuk in Zechariah. V'omen al-yamino l'sitno. So the Malach Tov is usually on the right, and the Malach Ra on the left. Like the Marsha quoted here, the Gemara in Shabbos, the source for Shalom Aleichem. That are these two malachim that we're talking about. But we have to realize that it's not always so simple. Sometimes he's on the right, and we have to have our guard up. One other point. The Rambam, when he talks about malachim, the Rambam in his rational view, obviously has a different view of malachim than others do. The Rambam says malachim don't really mean what we would translate as angels. The Rambam talks about malachim in the last halacha of Hilchos Mezuzah. The Rambam says, "Chayav adam lizar b'mezuzah b'mnei shi'chovas hakol tamid." First, has to be very zar in mezuzah, right? It's a chov. It's a constant chiyuv. V'chozman shi'kaneis v'yifka b'yichod Hashem shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever we walk through a door, the Rambam does not quote kissing the mezuzah. That's a later minog. The Chida quotes that. The Kaf HaChayim later on. But the looking up at the mezuzah, that's already in the Gemara. The uncle is story, Maseches Avodah Zarah, that he looked up at the mezuzah and he remembered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the earliest we have relating to mezuzah. But the Rambam says, when we walk through a doorway, we have to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yizkar Avaso, V'yeir Mishenaso, to wake up from our sleepwalking through life, V'shkiyosav Bahavle Azman, V'yedan, we have to realize, She'ein davar ha'omei lo'olam lo'omei 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 lo'om That connection with eternity. Umiyad, and once we think of that, we go through a door. We'll get back on the straight and the narrow. Here's the key line for us. Amru chachamim rishonim, kol mi sheyesh lo tefillin berosho, ubizroo. If I'm wearing tefillin, v'tzitzis bebigdo, and I have tzitzis, umezuzah bepischo, mezuzah, tzitzis, tefillin, muchzaku shelo yechta. I have a chazaka that I won't sin. If it doesn't mean I have to be wearing tefillin every second of the, at night time I'm not wearing tefillin. Means if I'm a tefillin person, I'm a zuzah person, I'm a tzitzis person, then it's muchzak. Shehari yesh lo maskirin rabim, because I have many things to remind me. V'hein heim hamalachim, shematzilin oso milachto, sheneemar chonem malach Hashem savili reya v'yachaltzeim. Malachim aren't, you know, separate beings according to the Rambam. They're the helpers, they're the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. To remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to remember to stay on the straight and the narrow. So whenever we talk about Malachim, we have to figure out how the Rambam reads many of these Gemaras. But that's the Gemara here that we have regarding Malachim. So if somebody is Parish Ben Atzibur, then the Malachim say, give him a klala, that he should not be zochet to see in the Nechama of the Tzibur. Okay. Tanya Idach, we continue. Says the Braisa, fourth to last skinny line. Bizman sha tzibur shari bitzar. When the tzibur is bitzar, al yomar adam elich lebesi. The tzibur is bitzar, but I'm okay. I have enough to eat. I'm comfortable. I'll go home. Elich lebesi. Va'ochel ve'eshte. I'll eat. I'll drink. V'shalom alecha nafshi. And I'm okay. Somebody says that. Vim osa kein alav akasuv omer. About him. The pasuk says, v'hinei sason v'simcha harog. Bakar v'shachot son, somebody is happy, and he says, you know, shech some animals, achol basar, v'shtos yayin, eat meat, drink wine, achol v'shaso, ki machar namus. Let's enjoy ourselves, because tomorrow we die. I didn't drink that, the motto, the mamash from the Gemara. Maksiv basrei, what does it say right after that? Somebody has that attitude, I'm not worried about the tsaris going on. Maksiv basrei, v'nigla ba'aznei Hashem tzvakos, im yichupara avon azel lochem, ad tumusun. Sparkle is going to take care of the person. Right? That the message in life is Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. We have to realize the pain that fellow Jews are going through, and we have to realize that we have to be part of it. I quoted yesterday in the Drasha, the Chavetz, I once heard a story from someone who met the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim, he said, was always crying. Always crying. Was he always crying? So when the Chavetz Chaim heard of a tzara of a fellow Jew, it was his tzara, he was crying. He started crying. It was his pain. Right? They see the Panovich Rav when he first passed through Radin and he heard the Chafetz Chaim in the other room crying. He asked the Rebbetzin, what is he crying about? He says he has a woman on the other side of town who's in labor and is having terrible labor pains. Is it his granddaughter? Is it his niece? He has no idea. He just heard there's a woman crying. So he's crying for the woman. He says, the Abi, the tzar that he feels. He says, and Rachman al-Islam, that's Rachman al-Islam. But the opposite, if he feels of a simcha, somebody had a simcha, somebody had a baby, somebody got engaged. He was also crying. He was in their shoes. He says, that's the Gemara here. We have to realize that when there's a tzar, when there's a simcha, we have to feel. Kol Yisrael Arevim, like language of the Ritva we had at the end of Rosh Hashanah. Kiguf Echad. We're all like one body. We're all one guf. Kol Yisrael Arevim. That's the halachic concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zalazeh. Even if I did the mitzvah, if you didn't do the mitzvah yet, then it's a chisaron in me. I can make the bracha for you. It's an unbelievable concept. Saying, Shem Hashem, I already did the mitzvah. I already heard shofar. And now I can blow shofar. I can say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Saying Shem Hashem is not considered shalot l'sarach. I can make it for you because Kol Yisrael Arevim. If you didn't do the mitzvah, then I also still have a chisaron. So that is someone who has that attitude. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that they will not get a kapara. Ad kan midas beinonim. This is not the worst attitude based on this pasuk. Midas beinonim. What is beinoni? People who realize that they're going to die, they realize they're not in charge of their life, so they have an inappropriate attitude, but it's beinoni because they're not rejecting, they don't think they're going to live forever. Avomidas rishoyim, maksiv, but rishoyim are even worse. What are rishoyim? A soyu echal yayin, come, I'll take wine, v'nisva ashechar, and beer, v'haya kazeh yo machar. And today will be like tomorrow, kazeki yo machar, maksiv basrei. What does it say right after that? Avad hatzadik avad ve'ein ish som alev. Person doesn't focus. We don't think about it. Ki mibnei hara'a ne'esaf hatzadik. that because of the evil, the tzaddik will be ne'asaf. The tzaddik will ne'asaf alamav. What's the pshat of the pasuk? Rashi here has two deyas. Rashi here says, number one, either shelo yitzta'er, right across from where we are, shelo yitzta'er hu bara'a, v'yachar shi'gzeir milafanav, ki b'bnei ha'ra ne'asaf ha'tzaddik, Hashem takes him early. He doesn't want him to see the tsaris of the door. Lishna achrina, Rashi quotes, mipnei ro'os, or remember the first day we said, maybe it's not Rashi, Maris Chaya said, either way, it's a form of Rashi. Mipnei ro'os shel elu hu ne'esaf, she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotze she'yevaki shalem rachamim. Unbelievable. Hashem doesn't want the tzaddik to ask for rachmanis. He doesn't want to have mercy on this generation. See, he takes the tzaddik away before he could daven. Reminds us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu, stop davening! Stop it! Or else I'm going to have to give in. Right? After Vaschanon. You davened enough. If you davened anymore, I'm going to have to let you in. But the divine plan is not to let you in. So therefore he says, don't daven, don't daven. It says here too, the power of tefillah. Ki b'nei ha'ra'a ne'asaf ha'tzadik. Ella, rather, what should a person do? The positive, yitza'er adam im ha'tzibur. A person has to feel with the tzibur. Shekein matzidah b'Moshe Rabbeinu. As we know by Moshe Rabbeinu, Shetzir Atzmo im Atzibur, Moshe Rabbeinu, he himself was mitzar with the Tzibur. Shene Emar, as the Pasuk says, at the end of Bishalach, Fidei Moshe Kfeidim, by the war with Amalek. You remember, the only laning that is 9 psukim. We lane in Purim morning. Every other, usually the rule is you have to have at least a minimum of 10 psukim when we lane. But the only time we do it, we have a 9 Pasuk laning, is Purim morning. We lane these 9 psukim, because it's one inyan, and Bishalach. About Amalek. Moshe's hands were heavy. Moshe Rabbeinu took a stone and sat on it. He couldn't sit on a pillow. He couldn't sit on a cushion. Moshe Rabbeinu had to sit on a rock. Right, they didn't have that. They didn't have in the middle of the Anei HaKavod, what they sleep on every night. Surely he could have had a pillow. So Ella Kachar Moshe. Moshe says, I don't want one. Kach Amar Moshe, Hoel v'Yisrael Shruyin B'tzar, Af Ani Ayeh Imoyim B'tzar. He was Mitzar with Am Yisrael. Right? He said, I can't. He says, I can't. Everybody else is fighting. I'm not going to stay. Even though I'm davening, even though I'm holding up my hands, I'm not going to be comfortable in that way. V'chol HaMitzar Atzmoim HaTzibur, Zoche V'roa B'nit Necham HaTzibur. And anyone who is Mitzar themselves with the Tzibur, Zoche V'roa, will merit, Zoche V'roa, merits and sees B'necham HaTzibur. V'shema Yomar, let someone say, V'shema Yomar Adam, me may it be. Well, who's going to know? What if it's in private? I'll close my front door. Nobody will see. Okay, outside I'll be Mitzar with everybody else. But inside, who's going to be? Avne Beso Shel Adam, V'kores Beso Shel Adam Eden Bo. The walls of a person's house will be made, will testify about what he does. Shene Amar Ki Evan Mikir Tizak. The stone from the wall will scream out. V'kafis Me Eitz Yanena. And the bricks, the half bricks from wood, will answer. Right? Even Betzina, the walls of one's house, they will also testify about a person. We've quoted in the past, there's an amazing Minag Tsarfas. Rabbeinu Bachai quotes it in Parshas Truma. That they used to, in Tsarfas, they used to be buried, they used to want to make their aronos, their coffins, out of their dining room tables. They used to take their dining room tables and fashion their coffin from there. It's an ancient minhag. Rabbeinu Bachai quotes it at the end of Parshas Truma, talking about the Shulchan. Why? Because they wanted their mitzvahs, the mitzvahs they did at this table, the Shulchan, the Hachnasas Archim they had, the Divrei Torah they had. That's going to be made. So they took the wood from the table and they made their aronos. Unbelievable minhag. But that's what we take it all with us. Right, we're not taking the riches. Lo b'mosi yikach hakol le'irat acharav kvodo. But we take, right? We take the mitzvahs. We take eternity through mitzvos and through even the items that aren't even alive. They also could, so to speak, testify for us. Debei Rabbi Sheila Amri Shnei Malachei Ashari Samalav Lo La'adim Hein Me'idin Alav. The malachim that accompany us, they're going to testify about us. They're going to testify, Las Elavo. The Mefarshim explained that the Malach that teaches us Torah in utero, Gemara and Meseches Nida, teaches us called Tarkula, and makes us swear, Titzadik Valti Rasha, that's the Malach that we see, Achamei Avasrim. And that's the Malach that accompanies us, that's before and after. But these are the two Malachim during our lifetime, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us, and they will take us and hopefully have have Eidus Tova to say for us. But they made on us, Shneamar, Ki Malachav Yitzavalach. It's even maybe that's why we say that pasuk seven times as we go to Akim Malach Vizav Alach Lishbarcha B'chol Derechecha. You say that Kavitul of Tehillim because that's the pasuk that's being referred to. Rabbi Chitka Omer, Rabbi Chitka, who's famous for his four sudos on Shabbos, but here Rabbi Chitka Omer, Nishmaso Shal Adam Umeida Olav, the neshama of a person. A person, the Shama will be made for him. Shneamar, Mishocheves Chekcha, Shmar Pischei Picha. From inside, Mishocheves, from that which lies in your chest. Bechekecha, Shmar Pischei Picha. That will guard the Pesach of your mouth. Yesh Omrim, Eivarav Shel Adam Me'idin Bo. And some say it's the limbs of a person. Eivarav Shel Adam, Shneamar, Atem Eidai Ne'um Hashem. You are my Eidim Ne'um Hashem. What do you mean, the Evarim? So related to this is a Zohar, again, number of Chafetz Chaims today. If you look in the Hakdama, Mishnah Berurah has two big Hakdamas. One to Chelek Aleph of the Mishnah Berurah, and one to Chelek Gimel of the Mishnah Berurah. He has a couple of Hakdamas of Simanim, but two major ones. Chelek Aleph, he talks about all of Torah, but Chelek Gimel, he discusses the uniqueness of Hilchos Shabbos, the importance of Hilchos Shabbos. It has the most Chamor punishment, right? If we assume that Chumras, the punishment is a reflection of the Chumras Aveira, then obviously Shabbos is Skila, it is the most Chamor. But then he talks about, V'gam Sarech Ladas, you also have to know, says the Chafetz Chaim, HaRamach Mitzvah Sheba Torah, Shehitel Hashem Yisbarach Adam, the 248 Mitzvahs Asay, that Hashem gives us, Hu Neged HaRamach Yivarem Sheba Adam, it's Kineged, the 248 limbs in our body, V'chi Heichi, De'Be'Evarim Nimsa Evarim Shonim, just like in our body, there are different limbs. Some, you don't need to live. Person doesn't have a finger. Rahman al-Islam. Person's missing, a person could get a kidney removed. Right? There are limbs that a person doesn't need to live. Kamo hayad v'haregel, davim yechzeru. Afsha hefzeru rav ma'od, even though it affects a person. Nikvarak b'shem balmum. He's a balmum, but he's alive. He's a balmum. But obviously we know there are some limbs, a brain, a heart, a lungs, a person can't live without. That's not just a balmum. They're not going to be alive in those ways. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it's the same thing in mitzvos. Every mitzvah is important. And Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, we have to do all the mitzvahs. We can't judge mitzvah kalaka b'chamura. We have to do all the mitzvahs. But we realize deep down, there are some mitzvahs that are more defining than others. And if we're missing one mitzvah, certain mitzvahs, it's terrible. We're going to be a balmum for eternity. We're going to be missing that limb. But we can still live for eternity. But there are some mitzvahs, says the Chafetz Chaim, that are so defining that without them, we will not be able to live. He says, "Afim yikayim kol mitzvahs yebalmum yado." If somebody doesn't do one mitzvah, v'nimsa kishayakum leisa tchiya kol yisrael yamdu chayim v'kayamim v'chol yivareim v'hu yebalmum biyada smali azel anetzach v'chulu. But then he says, "But there are certain ones like Shabbos, like others." He gives examples. Here he's to the context of Shabbos. He says we have to realize that those are defining. Those are the limbs the Gemara here talks about. Those limbs are going to be mad on us. Because if we have those limbs, lasalavo, the spiritual limbs, so that's going to be made that we did all the mitzvahs. Rachman al-Sad, if we're lacking a limb, so then it is something that we cannot have lasalavo. There is a just thought of it. The Archaim HaKadosh writes in Parshas Zekev that the pasuk says, Kol HaMitzvah. Kol HaMitzvah Sharanochi Mitzavchas. What's Kol HaMitzvos? What do you mean, Kol HaMitzvah? So the Rashi quotes there, it means, Ena Mitzvah Nikra El Misha Gomra. You got to finish the mitzvah. All the mitzvah. Don't let somebody else finish the job. But the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says mitzvahs are a package deal. You can't say, okay, I'm going to focus on these and not these. We can have certain mitzvahs that we're more into, but we have to do all. He says, it gives a marshal. Imagine you come to a doctor and my pinky is hurting. He says, doc, my pinky's killing me. So the doctor's going to say, you have nine other ones. What's the problem? What's the big deal? So you have one that hurts. You have nine other ones. He says, I don't know, but this one's hurting. You have the other nine. This one's hurting. Says the Aruch Chaim, you wouldn't go to that doctor. The doctor, you want to fix this one. The same thing with mitzvahs. He says, some of us have the attitude, okay, I have 608 are good. Right, halavai, we should have 608. Right, but he says, but if we're missing the pinky, it still hurts. Still hurts even a little bit. So kol ha-mitzvah. All of Torah is a package deal, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. That's Parshas Ekev in a few weeks. So that's the Eivarim. The Eivarim are limbs made on us as well. Weiter. Kelamuna ve'ein avel, right in the middle, Kelamuna. Kishem shenifram, what does that mean? Hashem is true and just. Kishem shenifram min arasham la'olam haba. Afilo alaveira kala sha'osin, just like Hashem repays the wicked in olam haba on any slight little sin. Kach nifram min atzadikim ba'olam hazeh alaveira kala sha'osin. He does the same thing to the tzadikim in olam hazeh. So we can get all of our punishment in olam hazeh. The ain avel, what is that? Those two words, kishem shemishal min schar la tzadikim olam haba, afilo al mitzvah kala sha'osin, just like Hashem pays the schar for tzadikim in olam haba in every mitzvah, kach mishal min schar la rishayim olam hazeh, afilo al mitzvah kala sha'osin, tzadik v'yashar hu, Hashem does everything. Tzadikim get their mitzvahs in olam haba and their averus in olam hazeh, and the opposite for rishayim, that's kelemuna v'ein avel. Continuing. Question about the Girsa here. Pshas Petiraso Shal Adam Lebeis Olamo Kol Masav Nifratin Lefanav. All of our actions are going to be listed in front of us. Ve'omrim lo Kach v'kach asisa. This is what you did. B'makam ploni B'yom ploni V'hu Omer Hein. Our whole life is going to flash in front of us. Lo asilavo. Not even flash. Every single day. And we're going to say, that's me, that's me, that's me, that's me. V'yomrim lo chatom. Can you please sign here that this is your life? V'chatom v'chosem. That's it. It's all my MS. That's it. It's our signature. Sh'ne'amar b'yad kol adam yachtom. V'lo od el shematik olav asadin. Not only will I say it's mine, but I'll be matzik. Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right, you're right. V'omer lohem yofed dantuni. L'kayema sh'ne'amar l'man titztak b'davrecha. That's what's going to happen, L'asilavo. So Salanter says, L'asilavo, we're going to see a split-screen TV. Doesn't really say TV. Split-screen. Right? He said, on one half of the screen, we're going to see our life. What we did in life. On the other half of the screen, we're going to see what we could have done in life. And our job is to make the two reflections of each other. Mirror images of each other. Right, that's the goal of life, to use all of our potential, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuva, that we each could be like Moshe Rabbeinu, not in terms of Nevuah, but in terms of fulfilling our potential. Right, that's what we have to be like, to have those two screens match up with each other. Period. Omar Shmuel, next section of the Gemara. Getting back to fast days and famines. Kol Omar Shmuel, Kol Ayoshe B'tayinis Nikrachote. Shmuel says, whoever fasts when they're not supposed to, except extra fast days, that's a sinner. It's not good to have extra fast days, says Shmuel. He was a doctor, by the way. Maybe it fits. Savarki Aitana, Ditanya. And he holds like the following. Really? So Machlokas Tanoim, whether a Nazir is a positive ideal that we should yearn to be or not. Or it's a sinner and it's only as a stopgap measure if I'm going to an extreme. What's the attitude that we take to a Nazir? Machlokas Tanoim and Machlokas Rishonim, as we'll see. Here we have the Tanoim, the Tanya. Reb Elazar HaKapor B'Rebbe Omer, Matam Olam Arvechiper Olam Ashachot El HaNefesh. The Nazir brings a Karban Chatas, V'chi Be'ezen Nefesh Chatazeh. What'd he do wrong? What's he bringing a Karban for? Ela Shetzir Atzmo Min Hayayin. It means he denied himself wine. Wine is a pleasure that Hashem gives to the world. Right, appropriate wine consumption, and he was mitzayer himself. Hashem gives you something beautiful to partake of in a kedusha way. You didn't do it. That's a chait, says Reb Elazar HaKapor. Follow dvarim kal v'chomer, and it's a kal v'chomer. Mazeh shelo tzir atzmo elam anayayi nikra chote. And if this nazir, the only thing he was mitzayer himself from was wine, he's still called a chote. Hamitzayer atzmo mikol tover v'dover alachas kama v'kama. If I take on more ascetic lifestyles. So that's inappropriate, the first Tana says. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to enjoy life. Right? To enjoy life in a sanctified way. But Hashem wants us to have fun, to enjoy the physical world. That's what life's about. Right? Last night about going to an extreme. We're supposed to be married. We're supposed to have family. We're supposed to enjoy good food with brachas, the chulu. That's what he says. And therefore, being a nazir is a sinner. And that's what Shmuel holds. Rebbe Elazar Omer Nikra Kadosh. Rebbe Elazar says, no. Nikra Kadosh, he is a Kadosh. Shneamar Kadosh yeh, Gadol Perasar Rosho. Pasuk calls an Azir a Kadosh. Umazeh, Shilotzir Atzmo Elam Midavar Echa Nikra Kadosh. And he only withheld himself from one pleasure, and he's called holy. Hamitzar Atzmo Mikaldavar Alachas Kama Vakama. So surely if somebody withholds themselves from other items, surely he's a Kadosh. So what does each Tana do with the other one's word? Ulishmuel Ha'ikri Kadosh. Nazir called the Kadosh, so what does Shmuel do with that word? Ahu agido perakoi. No, that's talking about the hair. the Nazir's hair that he has to cut off and throw under the carbon shlamim as it's cooking, the hair is called kadosh, meaning asr bahana. It doesn't mean holy. It means kadosh. Right? It's holy, you have to burn it. Ulur Balazar Hanikra Chote. Or Balazar, how could he be called a chote if it's a good thing? Hahu disav nafshe. That's only the Nazir that made himself tameh. See, he was a chote. He made himself tameh. So, machlokes tanoim, whether a Nazir is a positive or not. Following these lines, the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, what approach you take to being a Nazir? The Rambam quotes this Gemara. Thank you. The Rambam quotes the Gemara. The Rambam says that being a Nazir, as you would have guessed, the Rambam would say, being a Nazir is not a good thing. It's a parsha in the Torah. Why? Because if somebody is too much to one extreme and he wants to swing the pendulum back, so he goes to the other extreme and hopefully ends up in the middle. But it's not a lechanchila. The Rambam quotes, "Lo dayecha mashasra Torah, alchatamosif dvarim acherim." What's that? What 365 lo sases aren't enough? I got to add on more. Let's focus on the 365. Well, let's focus on that, and then you know, once we have that down, maybe we'll go further. The Rambam says, "Lo dayecha, it's enough." The Rambam says that's why a Nazir is called a chote. The Ramban in Parshas Naso says, no, just the opposite. It's a Kadosh. Right, relating to the Ramban Kadoshim Tiyu, V'yasisa Yashvar Tov, many of the Rambans going above and beyond. But then the Ramban says, so why does he bring a Karban Chatas? Why does he bring a Karban Chatas? So the Gemara says he brings a Karban Chatas because he becomes Tameh. The problem is, even if a Nazir doesn't become Tameh, he brings a Karban Chatas. So what does he bring a Chatas for? The Ramban comes up with an unbelievable Chiddush. The Ramban says he's bringing a Chatas because he's deciding not to be a Nazir anymore. It's al shem ha'asid. We have no such carbon in the world. Al shem, because what I'm about to, the decision that I made, and I'm not going to be a Nazir anymore, that's a chatas. Says, but every other chatas is for past tense. That's the Ramban in Parshas Naso. Because he's deciding not to be a Nazir anymore, the Ramban has to say that because he's so convinced that being a Nazir is a positive. So he has to come up with a tremendous chiddush about the chatas. Last line. Says the Gemara, "Umiyam Rabbi Elazar Hachi." Does Rabbi Elazar really say that it's a chot? He's a kadosh. "Umiyam Rabbi Elazar laolam yamud adam atzmo keilu kadosh arei b'tech me'al." A person should always evaluate themselves that they have a kadosh. They have something holy inside themselves. Meaning, you got to take care of your body. Rashi says on the top line, "Asur lahachishon." I can't, on purpose, make myself weak. Shneamar bekir b'cha kadosh v'lo avo b'yir. Right, inside of you is kadosh v'lo avo b'yir, and I won't come. We had this pasuk earlier, if you remember, in the parak quoted. But hey, bekir b'cha kadosh. So you see, inside is kadosh. How could Rabbi Elazar say that you're allowed to take advantage? So lo kasha hadamati l'tzurei nafshe hadalomati l'tzurei nafshe. Depends if a person can handle it. If a person can handle it and it won't really negatively affect him, then okay. Then he's able to withhold himself food and only eat very sparingly. But if not. Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph Hayoshev Vatinus Im Yachol Lisbol Vatinus Nikra Kadosh V'im Lav Nikra Chote. Unbelievable. Depends. I do one thing, I'm a chote. Another thing, I'm a kadosh. In Bizman Hazeh, the post can say fasting is not for us. It's not for us to have extra fast days. Rav Avadia Yosef even has a tshuva. He was so there was a Rachman Al-San, a case where a Sefer Torah fell down, and he was asked about what the Am should do. He says, the minhag is to fast. Minhag is to fast, everybody's going to fast, whatever it is that day, but he writes at the end of the tshuva. He says, but if it was up to me, if I had my druthers, then I would say, everybody, you can eat. You can eat, it's fine. Everybody should stay home from work and stay in shul all day, and daven and learn. That's much more meaningful for us, Bizman Hazeh. So he writes that. He says, he's not going to change the minhag. But he says, it's much more when everybody's going to fast and go to work and have a regular day. Says, no, much more meaningful to eat, and everybody should stay home. But he says, but that's Bizman Hazeh. We don't look for extra fast days. That's not what our generation's task is. Fine. Reish Lakish on our fourth law, Nikra Chassid. If somebody, Reish Lakish says, person's a chassid, pious, if they withhold food from themselves. Shneimar gomel nafsho ish chesed va'ocher she'iro v'chulu. If somebody is ma'acher their she'iro, their physical body, that is something positive. Not for now, we don't have full time to do it, but the Notabi Yehuda has a tshuva. Where he was asked by somebody who was mezaneh for a number of years, a terrible case, he says, how many fast days should I fast? So Notabi Yehuda says, that's not in halachas. I can't really answer you. But if you want fast days, even if you fast the days of Shnos Mesushalach, it won't be enough for you. That's what he says to this person answering the question. But he says, you have to learn, and you have to daven, you have to give staka. So even the Noda Behuda already, 150, 200 years ago, says fasting is not for our generation. Right? We're supposed to take care of ourselves and serve Hashem in other ways. Amar Sheshes, Hai Bar Beirav, to Yasib Batanisa, if somebody is a Talmud Chacham who is a fasting, Lechol Kabbalah Sheirusei. This fast is meaningless. It's just like the dog ate his lunch. Meaning it's like you're fasting because it's like you don't have any food. But you don't get any points in Shemayim for that. Because if a person could function better, if he's eating and he can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better, so then you have to eat. Again, obviously, by the fast days, the public fast days, okay, Shemasa Batamas, I'm not going to fast. I can learn better if I eat. No, Chas V'Shalom. That's a public fast day. It's a Dindur Rabbanan based on a Pasuk, so that we don't have a choice. But to have extra fast days, generally, is not something that we support. Amar B'Yirmiya Bar Abba, Ein Taina Sibra B'Avel Elab, Tisha B'Avilvad. There is no public fast day with all of the severity, with all the inuyim, except for Tisha B'Av. We know it doesn't. Only Tisha B'Av starts the night before, and the shoes and washing. Only Yom Kippur is different, but Tisha B'Av is the only one that has all of the chumras. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar Reish Lakish. Ein Talmud Chacham Rashai Leishev B'Tainis B'Neishim B'Mayim B'Vlecha Shamayim. If somebody's a teacher and they're going to take upon themselves, oh, I'm going to fast today. They're not allowed. They're not going to be able to teach as well. They're not going to be able to teach as well. You're stealing from the yeshiva. Stealing from the school. If somebody's not just a Talmud Chacham, somebody works in anything. If they can work better, if they eat, they have to eat. You can't just fast because I'm borrowed time. I'm on other people's time. Period. Ochlin v'shosim mishech hashecha. Finishing up, getting back to the Mishnah that we had. We have the Mishnah. The Mishnah started off with the process of the fast days. If it doesn't rain by a certain time, right, we have the Mishnah back on Daf Yud, right? So the Yechidim start eating and drinking Mishech HaShecha, and that we will get to the cycle of fast days of going Min HaKal El HaKaved in terms of the drought cycle. Amar Rav Zira, Amar Rav Huna. Yochish Shekiva Olav Tainis, Avilocha V'Shasa Kol HaLayla. If somebody's Makabal Tainis, right now we have the concept of Kabbalah's Tainis. Before a personal fast day, the mincha before, I have to accept the fast day. By a public fast day, I don't have to. Even if I don't know what Shavas HaBatamos, it's going to be Shavas HaBatamos. But by a personal fast day, there's a concept of Kabbalah's Tainis. By the mincha before the fast day. So if somebody is Makabal Tainis, then they eat the whole night, that's okay. The next morning's a fast day. It doesn't start the night before. L'machar hu mispalat Tfilas Tainis. He's fasting the next day. He's davins the Tfilas Tainis. What does that mean? Rashi says, Anenu. Say Anenu. Because he accepted it the day before. Lon b'taniso. Let's say he continued fasting even the following night. The following night he continued fasting. Eino mispalel shel tainis. The next morning he doesn't say anenu, even if he's still fasting. Why? I'm Rav Yosef. Mikasav Rav Huna. Sfira le ein misan l'shanos. Does he hold? There's no such thing as a fast day for hours. So the second morning, what, he's going to break his fast soon? That's not called a fast day. Because it's only a fast day for hours. That's why you don't say anenu on the second day? Is that his svara? O Dilma misanin l'shos, or there is a concept of fasting for a couple hours. V'ha misanin l'shos ena mispalel tefilas tainis. No, but it's significant. But you don't say anenu. Anenu is only the day of an entire fast day. So which is it? Why does Rav Huna not allow you to say anenu the second morning? Omer le'abaya. The answer is la'olam sav Rav Huna misanin l'shos. There is a concept of a significance for fasting for a certain hours. V'amisana l'shos misal tefilas tainis. He could even say anenu. By the way, that is why, let's say somebody on a regular fast day. So the Baal Shachris says anenu in the morning. By mincha time only if you're fasting. What if you know you're going to break your fast soon? You still say anenu? You still say anenu. As long as you're fasting right now. As long as you're fasting right now, you still say anenu. In the morning, right, the Chazan already said that, because the whole Tzibor is considered a time to Tzibor then. The afternoon, everybody's fasting. So that's when the personal individuals say it if they're still fasting. But in the morning, the Chazan says it on behalf of everyone. Okay, a little different, but we'll get back to that later in the Masechta. So Abaye says, Rav Huna holds there is a concept of fasting for shows. But for Shaini Hacha, Dika shows Delelya to Lo Kabbalah Meikara. Here there was no Kabbalah's Tainus for the second day. And therefore, the second one loses its full significance, and that is why there is no anenu. Last section for today. Mar Ukva Ikla Leginzik. Mar Ukva visited Ginzik. Bo Mine, they asked him three questions. Misanin Lashos, so Ainim Misanin Lashos. Is there a concept of fasting Lashos for a couple hours? Lo Aviv Yad, they didn't know. Kankanin shel nachrim asurino. So it's okay for a certain rabbanim not to know every answer to the questions. Right? It says here, Marukva. Marukva jumped into an oven. He didn't want the ani, Gemara in Ksubis, to see who was giving him the tzedakah. He jumped into the oven with his wife, remember that Gemara? His wife's feet did not get burned. His got burned. I'm not talking about a slouch. Marukva. He still didn't know an answer to the question. Kankanin shel nachrim asurino mutarin. If you have wine barrels of nachrim, where the wine was in it, are they asur or mutter? There was no cooking in there, but the wine stayed in there. Lo avi biyadei. Also, he didn't know. B'mashimish Moshe kol shivas yimei amiluim. Moshe Rabbeinu, during the shivas yimei amiluim, when he acted like the Kohen Gadol, what did he wear? Did he wear the big day kahuna or not? Lo havi biyadei. He did not know. Azav l'shol be'medrasha. Amru le, they told him. Hilchasa mis'anim l'shos. U'mispalin tfilas tainis. That's the answer to question number one. There is a concept of shos. V'hilchasa. After 12 months of the wine sitting in the barrels, it's mutter. We don't pass in this way lemaisa in terms of, oh, everything becomes kosher after 12 months. There's a Chacham Tzvi that says if you have trafed up China after 12 months, it's okay. You could use it, but we don't pass in that way unless there's like five or six other snifim lahakim. But it comes from this. It comes from this halacha. The 12 months. The last one, b'mashimesh Moshe kol shivas yimei amiluim. What did Moshe wear? B'chalak lavan. A white robe. He didn't wear the big day kahuna, Rav Kana, Masni, Bachalak Lavan, Shein Lo Imra. A robe which didn't have a hem. Just to talk, each of these three questions have lumdus behind it, just to mention one, the third one. We had a Daf Ian share a couple years ago about this. What's the Shiloh about Moshe Rabbeinu? Did he wear the big day kahuna or not? There was a question in lumdus. Big day kahuna, is it more what we would call a din in the Kohen or a din in the Avoda? Why do Kohen have to wear special begadim? Because the Avoda requires special begadim? Or because to make a Kohen, he has to wear the begadim. It's a language in Tetzaveh, l'cha hanoli, to make me a Kohen. L'may nafkamina, right here, Moshe Rabbeinu, he wasn't a Kohen. So if it's part of the avoda, he has to wear the begadim. But if it's a part of becoming a Kohen, he doesn't have to wear the begadim. What about on a bama? Another nafkamina. Maybe on a bama you don't have full avoda. Do you need a kohen? So again, there are a number of nafkaminas. Is it a din in the avoda? Is it a din in the kohen? But that might be behind this question of lamdis that was asked to Mar Okfa. Okay, we'll stop here. But Hashem will continue next time with Daf Yud Beis. Figure out exact schedule. But Hashem, over the next couple of days, we will be up and running. And again, we'll be giving the daf the day before.